Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we have an on-location edition of the show from Hayden, Alabama. I'm glad to be here with Dana Standridge, as she shares about her cooking show. She shares about her cookbook that's out. And we're also talking about a previous cookbook for 200 Years of Alabama. Back in 2019, I did a show where we talked about the cookbook Time to Eat, Y'all, which was part of the 200-year Alabama Bicentennial celebrating the culinary heritage of Sweet Home Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dana.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. I'm glad to have you in our home and welcome you to Blount County. We're just thrilled to have you here because we know you do so much for so many, and we're glad that you're here to talk about good eating.
And we had some good eating just a little while ago. Tell us about the enchilada, because people can go back to the Mark White Show and they can also go to Dana Standridge and watch the video that we did as you made that enchilada dish.
Yeah, it's called Easy Cheesy Enchilada. And I think it's in both of my books, but on the second book, it's on page 62. It has easy ingredients you can pick up at the grocery store, and it's easy to make, and it feeds a lot. And I call it Easy Cheesy because you add as much cheese as you want to. And it's refreshing, it's easy, and you cook it like a casserole type thing. So you pop it in the oven when you get finished. It's just easy, delicious.
Delicious.
I'm glad you were here to
Delicioso.
Eat it with us.
That's Italian. But there is oregano in it, which kind of threw me off a little
bit.
Yeah,
there is a little bit of an oregano in it, but I like that. It helps bring out the goodness of the beans and the goodness of the meat.
Very good.
And of course, there's cumin and chili powder and, you know, just other good things.
Yes,
like that
and they can
it.
Find that out through Happiness is Homemade, Y'all.
Yes.
And a slogan for you has become Happiness is Homemade. You had someone who made you a towel.
Yes.
You have a rug. Happiness is Homemade. Let's talk about the thoughts behind that slogan.
Well, you know, for me, I show my love and appreciation of people by feeding them. And I come from a long line of Southern cooks. Like my nanny, when we would have big meals on Sunday, she would, if somebody showed up unannounced, and a lot of times they did because she was a great cook, and it would be, you know, extended family, she would always say, did you eat yet? She would meet them at the door and say that. Well, that's how I feel. Did you eat yet? If you hadn't, let me feed you. And so you can feel good about things. And, you know, it's just how I show that I appreciate people is feeding them, you know, because I think the world is a lot better if we've all had something good to eat.
Absolutely. And there's a knack to cooking.
There is.
There's a knack. But once you pick it up and you can start with something simple,
yes.
I think about the different ways that people cook. And we talked about this, that you may have a family member that you would have to watch very closely because they are feeling it out.
Yes.
You may have another family member who is great about writing all the details on a card.
Yes.
And how you learn can be both ways. You can feel, and it's good to feel, depending on different elements that might be part. You may have to change an ingredient and know that you can alter the recipe and still have a really good recipe, but you have to be able to know those little facts, those little tidbits that can help you get the knack.
Well, you do. And I'll tell you what, I come from a long line of really good cooks, but a lot of them, a good many of them, never wrote a recipe down. So when I was a young married, I would call my nanny and say, Nanny, how do I make this? And she would have no increments for anything. So I would have to figure it out or go watch her make it. Now, David's grandmother, Mama Holt, she raised a bunch of kids, 13 or 14 kids. And she was wonderful at making things that children like to eat. And my children, she lived beside us for a good while, and my children loved her food. And one day I wanted to make some potato soup like she did because they loved her potato soup. So I called her to get the recipe. And I said, you know, Mama Holt, I need to know how to make your potato soup. And she said, okay. You take your potatoes and you peel and chop them. And I said, well, Mama Holt, how many potatoes do I need? And she said, how many ever you've got. And I said, oh, that's how this is going to go. So it was a very vague recipe, but she did everything, as you said, by feel and by how many people she was cooking for. So it is something, once you, like you said, if you've got the basics, you can figure out somebody's recipe. Go watch them cook it. Don't get in their way. As I've said before, the nannies and the grannies do not want us in their way in the kitchen, but you can watch them and try to get the increments as you watch them do it. And it works. And we, as Alabamians, we need to write down those recipes because once our loved one is gone, that recipe is
gone.
It goes
with them.
Yes,
that's right.
It goes right with them.
I'm so thankful that my grandmother and great-grandmother took the time when I was a little boy to be patient with me.
Yes.
To let me experiment.
because that's what you're doing as a child. You're experimenting, just like you would go outside and you'd play in the dirt and you might mix something into the dirt and it's your secret potion.
Oh yeah.
You're doing that with food as a kid. Yes. You're trying to think of the different things that you might could do. You see rice and you see spaghetti sauce. I remember one of my first recipes was rice with spaghetti sauce and mushrooms on top of that. So it was a spaghetti dish without spaghetti. It was rice.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure it tasted wonderful, didn't it?
It was a good idea, you know, with the spaghetti sauce and the rice. And I was impressed with myself that I had come up with my own recipe.
Yes.
And then I had cinnamon crispins. And I would take what was basically church bread that grandmother would make. And I would put cinnamon sugar and butter on the church bread.
That sounds wonderful.
It's incredible. Don't try it in church. But outside of church, it's okay. And she would make church bread for me to do that specifically. It was margarine. That's what grandmother used, was margarine.
Right.
So margarine, and then sprinkle cinnamon sugar on there, and you had this little piece of cinnamon crispy bread.
Yeah.
It was nice.
That sounds delicious.
Good memories, as I'm thinking. I didn't even think of that until I just think about it. But that's what this does. And when you look at Happiness is Homemade, y'all, there are stories of your family.
Yes.
And those are stories that a lot of people can relate to.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of families that are just like my family, and you have huge families, and when you would have the get-togethers, you would have 5 or 6 or 7 aunt and uncles, tons of cousins, and you would not only learn who your family is at these events, who we are, how we, you know, do we love the Lord? What are we doing? And what's going on with whom? And you also learned about your cousins, and you bonded over those things. Now, I'm going to tell you, my Nanny Swan was a wonderful cook. She could fry the best chicken. She could make the best chicken and dumplings. So I was raised eating that every Sunday. And I thought everybody's family cooked like this until I got out in the world. And then I realized, wow, I really do have a special group of grandparents and aunts and uncles that can really cook. And it just instilled a love in me of cooking. And so I've just been doing that my whole life. Now, I'm a former teacher, a biology teacher, an English teacher, and I ran up on a problem one time. I wanted to make my nanny's chicken and dumplings because everybody knew about her chicken and dumplings. And even at church, when I would be sitting beside her as a little girl, people would sneak up to her and say, "Lorraine, did you bring the dumplings?" And she would get that smile and she would say, "Yes, I did." So when it was time for me to make them, I called my mother because my nanny had passed on, and I said, "I need the recipe." And she said, "It was never written down. No one had it." So the biology teacher in me got to work, and I started experimenting on everything I could do to come up with those dumplings. And now the perfect Nanny Swan chicken and dumpling recipe is in my book.
Nice.
And I'll walk you through the whole thing. You can make really good chicken and dumplings, and I'll walk you through it, exactly what to do, how to put the dumplings in, how to drop them, how to stir them, everything. So it's there, but it took some doing, and I really, really encourage everybody, if you've got somebody you love and they make something that's really delicious, go watch them make it and write down what you can. It'll be a great jumping off point, you know, to get that recipe into your hands.
Well, you have certainly mentioned some names of people who have obviously influenced you when it comes to cooking. And we talked about on our Facebook Live about the fact that it's a big step to go from cooking into having a cookbook. And we talked about the 200 years of Alabama and how you were asked to do that, and you quickly said, "I'll do it."
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And this will last and last. It's part of our heritage now, this cookbook. You were asked to do something very special, and it's now part of the 200 Alabama Bicentennial.
Correct.
And I know that makes you feel really good to think about.
It does. I'm very proud, very proud.
And then as we move over here, and we talk about love of family, we talk about telling the stories, there's someone in particular that you dedicate this book to. And that's your husband, David.
Oh, yeah. He's so wonderful. He's the man who puts the sparkle in my eyes. He really is. And I will tell you, when they sent photographers up here to take pictures of me and my antiques for the first book, because I'm an old soul and I love antiques and even cooking antiques. I mean, I have lots of old things for my family, like bowls and rolling pins, etc. But when I would start getting a little tired, they would say like, okay, you're not sparkling like you were. And I said, just put David out there so I can see him and I'll be fine.
There
and if
go.
I can see David, my eyes start sparkling again.
Aww.
So we've been married 40 years and he is just wonderful. He's
and
a wonderful,
41
wonderful
in November.
Man. 41 in November. And he, wonderful, wonderful man. The man I prayed for my whole life and I've been praying for him ever since we got married, and we're just happy and glad that the Lord has blessed us so, and that we're able to give back
Excellent.
To the community and to others.
And as I walk around the dining room to the hallway toward the front door, there's a picture of a young man in a military outfit.
Yeah, that's my son, Caleb. I have three children. Caleb was the middle child, but I never called him that. I always called him my oldest son because I have my daughter, and she's a teacher, and I have Caleb, and he's an aerospace engineer. And then I have my third one, Joshua, and he's a veterinarian. And we just are so thrilled with our children, and they've blessed us so much, and God has really blessed us. That doesn't mean we don't have bad things come along.
Right.
We just have to rely on the Lord for different things. But I will tell you, looking at that picture of Caleb, there's a story in the book about Caleb being dropped out. You know, he's in the Air Force. He's out now, but at the time he was in the Air Force, and he was dropped out to do survival training and could not, with no food, for 2 weeks. And so while he was out there, he began to, you know, look, eating bugs and looking at, you know, whatever he could find
right.
to eat. And it's survival training. So they did this so if he was ever behind enemy lines, he would know how to survive and get out. So he's out there for 2 weeks, and I'm praying real hard in my kitchen because I know he's out there with no food. But when he got back, he called me and said, "Mom, I have been dreaming about your ugly biscuits." And I said, "You have?" And he said, "Anyone who would listen, I told how good your ugly biscuits are. And, you know, I'm just telling you, Mom, I miss your ugly biscuits." Well, you better believe, when I flew out to Colorado to see him, that's where he was, the ugly biscuit pan, the pan I make those biscuits in, was in my luggage.
Aww.
And I fed that boy as many as he could handle
that's
that
great.
When I got to see him. So you'll have to try the ugly biscuits. I'm kind of known for those around here.
Yes.
And I've spoken to school groups, and I've given out the recipe many times.
And you've given it out through
Happiness is Homemade. And
okay.
I've given it out through my little recipe cards. So that's one of those things that's really easy. And once you start making them, you may never go back to making rolled biscuits again, because that's how my family told me. When I first made those, I came up with that recipe. I was a very tired biology teacher. I had come home that day, and I knew I had to make some biscuits to go with the beef tips and gravy that I had in the crock pot, and I was too tired to do that. Because anybody that makes those biscuits know that they're beautiful, they taste wonderful, but they do take a lot of effort. And so what I ended up doing, I read cookbooks, and I was reading a cookbook on breads. And so I concocted one real fast, a recipe in my mind, and I put it in the oven, and it smelled divine. And I thought, oh, I've come up on something here. But when I pulled them out, they were not as pretty as I wanted them to be. And I was embarrassed as a Southern woman. You know, when I said this, you know, I'm kind of prideful about my biscuits because I make pretty biscuits. And then I pulled them out and I thought, I'm too tired to do them over. So I covered them with gravy and fed them to the family. They loved them so much. They told me they never wanted my other biscuits again. They wanted those biscuits.
Wow.
And I said, well, you shall have them because they're much easier than my other biscuits. So I've given out that recipe many times, and that's part of, you know, his service to the country. My service to the country was feeding my boy
Very
who was
nice.
Serving the country.
Great story. Right now, folks, we're talking to Dana Standridge in Hayden, Alabama, as we talk about Time to Eat, Y'all, which was the 200 Alabama Bicentennial cookbook she was asked to make as they celebrated the culinary heritage of Sweet Home, Alabama. And we're also talking about Happiness is Homemade, Y'all, which is a book of heartwarming stories and tried and true recipes by the author of Alabama's Bicentennial cookbook, Time to Eat, Y'all, Dana Standridge. If you'll stick with us, we'll talk about how you can get the cookbooks, and we'll share some more stories. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, coming to you from Hayden, Alabama. As I talk to Dana Standridge, we're talking about cooking, and I love eating. I love cooking. It's my love language. That's what I told Dana, that I told my family not long ago, that I love to cook for them, and I love to hear their response. I love for them to enjoy what I've spent time in the kitchen doing for them. And it is our love language when you think about different things that we do for those we love.
It is mine, for sure.
Yes, and I'm picturing right now the five of you sitting at a table when your children were much younger.
Oh, yes.
And having those meals together, and how important it was for you to have that time
as a
family.
It was so important. And it was a time for us to share our love with one another, but also what's going on with your day, what happened at school with you, et cetera. Even though David and I were both working at that time when they were all at home, David was in law enforcement and I was a teacher, and I would come home every day and make sure we had supper together because I thought that was so important. And the kids need to look at your face and see you and talk to you. And, you know, that's something that I'm hoping we're going to get back to, because I know sometimes it's difficult with everybody having the devices and all. So it's a blessing that we have them, but also we need to make sure that we're still face-to-face talking to our kids and our grandkids. I personally think that's important. But yes, sitting around the table, we learned so much. And if there was an issue and they needed some advice, that's when it came up. But just feeding them, you know, I had to feed somebody, and it was cheaper to cook than it was to buy, you know, fast food.
Right. Nurturing those relationships is important.
It is. It's very important. And I still know, like, even now, if I know a certain one of my children's coming over, I'll try to fix their favorite. You know, oh, this is what they like. You
right.
know, so I'll fix it for them. But anyway, yes, I try to feed. And that's how my family is. We feed people and we love them. And I think I said this earlier, but my nanny Swan would meet people at the door and say, "Did you eat yet?" And if they had not eaten, she would make sure they were fed before they got out the door.
We can talk just a minute about the window closing on childhood. And you know now, as a mother of older children, how quickly that window closes. And so someone listening right now may have younger children, mm-hmm. and there may be some opportunities to have some moments like you had with your children. And let's talk about how important that is, that that window closes fast, doesn't it?
It does close really fast. And so take the time to develop relationships with your kids or your grandkids. Get in the kitchen with them. That's what I would do. Now, I've got to say, when I have five grandchildren, and when I had three of them together one time, I thought, ooh, they're all different ages. I got to keep them busy because we don't want to have any bad episodes. So what I would end up doing is pulling them into the kitchen. And as a former biology teacher, I would just kind of do it like I did labs and set up different stages, different places for them to go do their cooking. And I would just have little directions and they would start cooking. And they may have been really little and could not do much, but they would want to chop if I was chopping. And I had these little children knives and I would get some potatoes and peel them, and they would chop and chop and chop on those potatoes. And now I'm happy to say that my grandkids, the four older ones, they can get in the kitchen and great. Cook. I mean, they can make my ugly biscuits. They can make roasted corn and black bean salsa. I mean, they can cook, and they are not shy about it either. And if I'm having them over and there's something else they want, I'll say, okay, there's the bowl, go to it. And they'll make it. Like, one of my granddaughters loves cornbread, even if it's not going with the meal we're having. I may have biscuits, the ugly biscuits going, and she'll say, well, I want cornbread. And I'm like, fine. She's 12. I'll say, get over there and make you some. And she does. And we're in the kitchen together, and we can bond over that. But it does close quickly, and you want to have those memories so that when they get through the haze of going through the teenage years, they're going to come back on the other side and remember the times they had with their nanny, their granny, their mother, whatever, and right. how special it was. And it will come back to them. So, yes, it's very important.
And how sad it would be for me to look and see the experiences that I had and then know that I missed opportunities. And we can't always be at the table. Sometimes there are right. things that happen. I was a police officer too.
Yes.
And so there were times where I was working some really odd shifts, 12
my
hours
husband as well. Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't be home.
Mm-mm.
And I did my own thing out there on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And April, she was home taking care of Cora
right.
or Nicholas when we had him as a young little boy. And so it can be a challenge. And so it's not something that we can necessarily say, just do this all the time, and you ought to do this all the time. But when you can.
Pull it together.
And make it happen. When you know everybody's schedules are coming
yes.
together
mm-hmm.
in a unique way where everybody can be at the table,
yes.
just do it.
Yes. And as a grandmother, I kind of miss being able to feed everybody every day. So as often as I can, I invite the ones that work near, within a 15-minute radius, I'll say, okay, I've got a big meal cooked at lunch. Y'all come when you can. And they'll drop in and just eat if they can.
Right.
And I also try to make sure I have them over once a week if possible to take care of their needs and to listen to them and just to feed them.
That is great. And I'm looking at the book right now, Happiness is Homemade, Y'all. And we do want people to know not only how they can get the book, but how they can connect so that they can see your Facebook lives.
They
can enjoy connecting with Dana.
Yes.
We love you. My family loves you. And we want other people to love you too.
Well, very good. Happiness is Homemade, Y'all is available on Amazon. And if you go to Amazon, type it in, it'll come right to your house. Now, there's very few of my first cookbooks left. The Blount County Onondaga Chamber of Commerce has those. You can call their office and they can mail you one. So that's where we have those. So anyway, I encourage you to do that if you'd like to, the Blount County Onondaga Chamber of Commerce, as well as the Blount County Museum. They have the books. And you can just Google them and look up their number and give them a call. But also, when COVID hit, my husband came in one day. We live on a farm, and he came in one day and said, Dana, you've got to do something. And I was cleaning the house, and I looked up. I gave him a strange look, I'm sure, because I thought, well, I'm cleaning the house. What are you talking about? I said, what do you mean I've got to do something? And he said, all of the restaurants have closed. People do not know how to cook. Get on there and give them some easy recipes.
Great idea.
So I did my first situation with that video, and it was ugly biscuits. So if you Google Dana Standridge ugly biscuits, my video will pop up. And y'all, I didn't have anything pre-cooked. That was a 30-minute video of me talking about biscuits and cooking and how to make the biscuits. And I make it from beginning to end, telling you about it and the story that goes with it about my son in the Air Force and he's hungry for my ugly biscuits. That's on there. But if you Google me, Dana Standridge, you will find a lot of videos. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. And I just welcome you. Welcome to my kitchen. I love people. I love to take care of people and I love to cook. And that just goes along with who I am and what I do. And David and I will go out to nice restaurants and I'll sit there and eat something. And I'm like, when I get home, I'm going to make this. So that's how I come up with new recipes. Oh, he loves it. And you know what? He sent me a recipe one time. He sent me a recipe and it was for a type of Jell-O salad. And we named it Yum Yum because that's what we call it. Get the Yum Yum out of the refrigerator. And I put that on Facebook and it just went viral. Wow. Everybody wanted to make that Yum Yum. And it is really easy and really good. And I've got somebody in our family who's having trouble eating right now. And that's one of the few things they can eat. Great. Is that Yum Yum Jell-O salad. So anyway, we just got to help each other. I have another friend that her mother was in the hospital and had a huge back surgery and they could not get her to eat when she got out. They tried everything and these are some good cooks and they cooked and cooked different things and they finally made my yummy chicken pie for her and she ate 3 plates of it.
Wow.
So yummy chicken pie, if somebody doesn't feel well, that's what you got. So anyway, all of these things, you can feel the love through the food. And I always pray over my food. People say, what is different about this? And I'm like, well, I pray over my food. So the good Lord blesses the food.
Right.
And blesses me and everybody that, you know, he's just good to us.
I want to make sure that people have the spelling of Dana. That could be an issue.
Yes.
So Dana Standridge, Standridge. .com. That's DanaStandridge.com. You can also follow Dana on YouTube and Facebook. Catch the Facebook Lives. I have posted on the Mark White Show, so you can see the Facebook Live that we did earlier today with the enchiladas. That was so much fun. I enjoyed spending time with you, Dana, and being able to be in your home today.
Very good. Very good. And I like feeding people who like food. So I'm glad you were there to eat it.
That is me.
And I do wish that April and Cora had been here, but I understand they are booked up today.
Well, there are plenty of other recipes in Happiness is Homemade,
yes,
y'all.
Yes.
We'll try another one another time.
Okay. That sounds really good.
Excellent. Thank you, Dana, for joining me.
You are always welcome here. Thank you very much.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show today, that it will make a difference in your life. If it is, share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show from Hayden, Alabama, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.